Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Friday morning. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are called mostly steady, but some firm bids are expected from packers in the far northwestern areas of the region amid forecasts for the season's first winter storm. Prices at terminals are called steady in a very light volume test. Tops from $30 to $32. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $30. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, November 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,165. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $38.75 to $53.38. The weighted average was $49.11. A gain of 69 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $31.52 to $41.63, and the weighted average was $38.15. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,735. The base price range was $39.75 to $56.25. The weighted average was $51.64, a gain of $2.46 from Wednesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $28.81 to $42, and the weighted average was $39.11. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and I'll first mention a little bit about that winter storm coming into the Midwest. It looks like there's going to be some places that will get some significant ice accumulation, and some of that will be in Illinois and Indiana. The only part of Indiana that even has a chance of ice causing some problems would be the extreme northern part along the Indiana Toll Road. Most of the action will be north of the state of Indiana, so most of Indiana will be seeing mostly rain. There could be a little bit of sleet and freezing rain at the onset in the northern half of Indiana tomorrow afternoon into evening, but not enough to really cause a problem. As low pressure is going to be tracking from Colorado tomorrow morning to the northwest corner of Illinois by Sunday morning, so most of Indiana will be well on the warm side of that system. Same thing for much of Ohio, east central into southern Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri. But as you go to the north and northwest, there are going to be some winter problems. And winter storm watches are posted for the northern tier counties of Indiana, except Lake and Porter. And also for Illinois, there are winter storm watches in effect for northeastern, north central, parts of central and west central, and also northwestern Illinois. Most of these watches go into effect tomorrow afternoon and continue into tomorrow night. Out in northwestern and west central Illinois, the watches go into effect tomorrow morning. And I might add much of Wisconsin and Iowa and Minnesota also under some winter weather watches, winter storm watches, primarily for a mixed bag of precipitation farther north, primarily ice within our two-state area. But just about all of Michigan, lower and upper Michigan, under some sort of watch, all of Wisconsin, most of Minnesota, all of Iowa, eastern and southern South Dakota, the eastern two-thirds to three-quarters of Nebraska, and much of the northern half of Kansas and far northern Missouri. And there's an ice storm warning in effect for northeastern Kansas into northwestern Missouri, generally near and north of Kansas City in Missouri. And so there's going to be a large swath, the southern edge of that, from Kansas on across northern Missouri into west central and northern Illinois, could get an ice storm. And northwest of there is where the heaviest snow will fall. So that's going to cause some slowdowns in transportation and also affect the livestock in that area. Meanwhile, a good soaking rain for the areas farther south into the Ohio Valley. This will all be followed by colder air and windy weather setting in on Sunday late afternoon and evening around here. But by then, only a few flurries. Lake effect snows could occur to the lee of the Great Lakes, including parts of northern Indiana, early next week. Now going to the southern hemisphere, which is what we focus most of our attention on at this time of year, it does look like for Brazil that there will be timely rains. During the last 24 hours, most of the rain was in the north, again from eastern Mato Grosso over to Bahia and Minas Gerais. And most amounts less than a half an inch, with some locally heavier amounts. Hot weather is going to be moving into much of the Brazilian bean belt next week. Some of the central and southern areas are starting to turn a bit drier, but I don't think they'll get critically dry. It does look like in southern Brazil there will be some showers and thunderstorms working in the middle of next week, with more rain coming the following week. And we'll monitor the situation there, but because they've had rains of late, things are still looking pretty decent for production in much of Brazil. And the only really problem area had been in the northeast, but the last 2 weeks, the rains have pushed in there. Now, for Argentina, that's more of a critically dry situation. As we've been talking about, there will be some scattered showers and thunderstorms working in this weekend. And there could be some locally heavy rains in part of Santiago del Estero, Cordoba, and Santa Fe provinces. But widespread heavy rain is not likely. There will still be dry pockets once we get into next week. So it'll be interesting to see Monday just what the coverage of the rain was. But basically, they'll start to turn a little cooler. The weather will not be getting any worse for Argentina. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 895.5, unchanged on the open. Last trade down 2.25. March 904.25, down 2. Last trade down 7.25. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 864, down 5. Last trade down 14. March 885.75, down 2.5. Last trade down 13. May 880.75, down 1.25. Last trade down 10.5. July 742, down 4.5. Last trade down 9.5. September 742.75, down 3.25. Last trade up 1.5. December 752, down 7. Last trade down 7.25. December corn opened at 383.5, unchanged. Last trade down 1.75. March, $4.25, down 0.5. Last trade down 2.25. May, 4.11.25, down 0.25. Last trade down 1.75. July, 4.19.5, down 0.5. Last trade down 2.75. September, 4.26, down 3.25. Last trade down 2.5. December, 4.30, down 0.25. Last trade down 2.75. March of 2009, 4.34, down 1.75. Last trade down 1.25. January beans, 10.97.25, down 3.25. Last trade down 13. March, 11.13, down 2. Last trade down 13. May, 11.21.5, down 3.25. Last trade down 11.5. July, 11.23.75, down 1.25. Last trade down 14.25. August, 10.92.5, down 9.5. Last trade down 9.5. November, 10.21.25, down 3.25. Last trade down 11. January of 2009, 10.16.5, down 9.5. Last trade down 9.5. December soybean meal opened at 292, down 10. Last trade down 280. The January contract, 295.60, unchanged. Last trade down 250. December soybean oil opened at 46.20, unchanged. Last trade down 65. January, 46.66, up 2. Last trade down 64. Tumbling crude oil prices and heavy deliveries on December future contracts today should pressure values on the open this morning, with end-of-the-month positioning also a factor in the pits. In the wheat pit, the call is 10 to 15 cents per bushel lower. on massive deliveries on the December contract. We were worth 3,237 lots called for delivery this morning, with key commercial term commodity house posting 2,625 of those lots. The trade was expecting deliveries of just 1,000 to 2,000 lots. Corn called 2 to 4 cents per bushel lower this morning on the deliveries on the December contract at 3,403, as well as calls for a sharp drop in wheat and soybean future prices. Soybeans are called 10 to 15 cents per bushel lower on end-of-the-month long liquidation profit and profit-taking, in addition to sharp declines in the crude oil market. As I look at the 30-minute delay tick on the January contract, we're at 89.29 at the moment, down $1.72, now $1.74. We're coming very close in the crude oil front-month pit to challenging the 50-day moving average, which is sitting at 87.69, and perhaps more sell stops are just below that marketplace. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.